Today, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Handel's House in London, a special small museum tucked away in Mayfair. Handel lived in this house, 25 Brook Street, from 1723 until his death, where he died in the front bedroom. He called it his first home of his own, and he was indeed the first occupant of this house. It was in an excellent position, for it was close to the theatres in Covent Garden, and not far from the royal family at St. James's Palace. The street itself was a mixture of houses, businesses and shops. There were perfumiers, gin shops and coffee houses. His neighbours included what were termed people of quality, as well as middle-class tradesmen. 25 Brook Street is a typical narrow Georgian house with five floors. The first and the second floors have been restored to give a very good idea of what it was like when Handel lived there. The meticulous restoration has been aided by a detailed inventory of Handel's possessions made up upon his death. For example, it is known exactly what type of bed linen he had, and how many pillows, and the colour and the fabric of the drapes on his four-poster bed. It was a particularly short bed because he slept in a seated position, bolstered by pillows to aid his digestion. Handel had a huge art collection, which was auctioned off upon his death. There are over 60 works of art listed on the auction catalogue. Similar works have been sourced and hang on the walls. They give an insight into Handel's taste in painting, with many pastoral landscape scenes, and paintings with religious and mythological scenes too. What is unforgettable about a visit to the museum is the top floor. As you walk up the stairs, the sounds of Handel's harmonious blacksmith fade and are buried underneath the sound of guitar power chords, for as the Handel house ends, so the Hendrix flat begins. Jimi Hendrix lived in the small flat at the top of the Handel house in 1968 with his girlfriend Kathy Etchingham. Like Handel, he was to say, "This was my first real home of my own." The flat has been restored to look like it did when Hendrix lived there, and is a recreation based on the many photo shoots that took place there. Hendrix was interested to learn that 200 years before, Handel had lived in the rooms below. He went out and bought Messiah and the Water Music on record. Judging by the grooves on these two surviving records, Hendrix must have listened to them a great deal. Some experts on his music have even identified some influences in his later music. To end, here's the third movement from Handel's Water Music Suite in F, played by the King's Consort under Robert King.
Thank you.
That was the third movement from Handel's Water Music Suite in F, played by the King's Consort under Robert King. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.